firefighters from stations across Dublin continue to work to put out a gorse wildfire in Cherrywood in South County Dublin. The fire started at Tick Nick, close to the M50. I asked Trevor Hunt, who's station officer with Dublin Fire Brigade, when the blaze had begun.
Fire started on Tuesday at 4 p.m. and was actually extinguished by 2 a.m. on Wednesday morning. The nature of these fires is that as the vegetation dries out, you can get the fire starting again due to the heat and the sunlight. And the fire restarted yesterday at 2 p.m. and is ongoing at the moment.
So the firefighters are still there tackling this blaze?
That's correct, Rachel. Yeah, they started there yesterday at 2 p.m., worked through the night, and we still have four units there at the moment.
And how bad is it as things stand?
So the good news is that there's no property threatened, so there's no houses in danger at the moment. However, the smoke is travelling over the vicinity and it's also travelling over the busiest road in the state, the M50. So we're looking to try and control the smoke as much as possible by extinguishing the fire. We're also looking to protect critical infrastructure like ESB power lines, and we've had great support from the ESB networks in that regard. Mm-hmm. Because unfortunately, the smoke and from the wildfires can actually cause the pylons to short circuit. So as a result, we're looking to get the power lines turned off, and ESB have been very good in helping us with that.
How difficult are fires like this to put out?
They're very difficult because they can travel very quickly depending on the wind direction. So we had the fire extinguished at 2 a.m. on the early hours of Wednesday morning. Unfortunately, the wind picked up. Embers moved and landed on new parts of course which hadn't been burnt before, unburnt fuel basically, and as a result the fire starts again. So it's quite arduous work. There's no nearby hydrants. The water has to be brought up the hill to the fire. The firefighters are using backpack sprayers, they're using hand tools, they're using lightweight hose, but it's a very difficult fire to put out, and especially when the fire can jump a fire break. So yesterday, for example, we had a fire break in place and unfortunately the wind changed direction and the fire jumped over the fire break into a new area, of course, and started that alight.
Might you have to request aerial support then, given that this is proving to be so tricky?
We have indeed. We've requested aerial support from our colleagues in Quilcha and through the National Director for Fire and Emergency Management, and we're just waiting for an update on that. And in the past, we've had good support from Quilcha and the Irish Air Corps. They use Bambi buckets, which contain roughly 1,000 litres of water, to drop directly on the fire. So when the aerial support arrives, it's very effective at putting the fire out.
Do you know how the fire started?
We don't actually. The fires are investigated by the Gardaí. They determine the cause following an investigation. But most wildfires are as a result of human interaction. So, for example, be that malicious or accidental, you might have people using disposable barbecues. The heat spreads through the tin foil into nearby vegetation and the fire will start. It could be a carelessly discarded cigarette, or it could be a result of malicious activity. We're appealing to people to avoid open fires, using barbecues, and take care in our green spaces. Even the simple act of parking a car on a grassy area, the catalytic converter could heat up the vegetation underneath and start a fire due to the heat spread. So we're asking people to be very careful that they're in the outdoors enjoying the good weather.
And just finally, what's your advice to people in this particular area who, as you say yourself, might have noticed the smoke and been concerned by it?
Yeah, the smoke is actually over a wide locality from Shankill to Dean's Grange and as far as Stepaside and Sandyford. We're asking residents, even though it's warm weather, to close doors and windows if they can. Keep, especially look after younger people and elderly people who might have breathing difficulties. If you can smell the smoke, close your windows and doors, because all smoke is bad for you and can cause problems. So we're asking people to take a precaution, keep their windows and doors closed.
And that was Trevor Hunt of Dublin Fire Brigade speaking to me a little earlier.